Time now for Success Strategies with John Ellsworth, a program designed to help you achieve better control over your dairy business.
In a prior issue of the Wall Street Journal, Jeb Bush, former governor of Florida, discussed his state's efforts to reform education and how difficult that process has really been. He stated the reality of reform is vastly different from the theory, and change is a lot harder than it looks. But there are a few rules for real reform that makes it possible. Many of these same rules apply to making certain we have our dairy operations reformed, especially following years of prosper, such as 2007-2008. The first rule is that when you run for office, you need to say what you're going to do and then do what you said you would do. The same rule applies to dairy when you need to make changes for three reasons. Your survival may depend on it, your management team is counting on it, and the changes you've discussed with your team can only improve results if actually carried out. Your banker is expecting this. These points become even more crucial if milk prices soften. It's quite common for high prices, such as we've seen the past year or so, to lead us to increase our expenses because we can afford it. When milk prices drop, we need to be careful that expenses are still in line with lower revenues. The second rule of reform is that if you don't measure it, you don't care. While on one hand this may sound harsh, it really is true. If you're not using your accountant or another person to help you develop sound financial statements on a regular basis, you can't be too concerned with your results. I suggest you should outline your plan for what you will do to improve the weaker areas and implement changes to make more positive financial returns. Rule number three is that big reforms require long-term commitment. This is also true on the part of the dairy operations and interactions with your bankers. At a conference where I was speaking recently, I presented a case study of one dairy's financial turnaround. A member of the audience asked how long it took to complete this process. The process actually took 2 years. We need to exhibit great patience while planning our work and working our plan. Just be certain that you have a clearly defined plan for your operation. The fourth rule is to communicate what you're doing. This needs to not only explain what you're doing, but also why you are doing it. Increased communication yields greater commitment from each of your key players and will be crucial to your success. Fifth rule is that success is never final and reform is never finished. This is true with everything we do. You either get better or worse because we are not operating in a static environment. Many things are changing, so we need to adjust our course to stay on track. Since the challenges in any industry arrive at our doorstep, often without prior warning, use your professionals as a guideline and your team to your fullest advantage. Follow their lead and stay the course to further success.
Thanks, John. You've been listening to Success Strategies with John Ellsworth. If you'd like to reach John, you may call him at Success Strategies Incorporated in Modesto, California at 209-988-8960 or visit his website at www.success-strategies.com.